morning. Okay. We left off over here on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, where everything okay? We left off over here on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, where we saw that Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi to buttress up his shita. Namely, we see in the Gemara that there's an inyan of being Ma'aber Deshana in Yehuda. We saw there's a concept at the end of Brachos being Ma'aber Deshana in Eretz Yisrael. And yet we find Rabbi Akiva was Ma'aber Deshana in Nahardah. And so Tosfos's theory is that the moment that we have a Gadol Hador in Chutz La'aretz, that's an exception to the rule. And working off of the Yerushalmi, that when the Gadol Hador is in Chutz La'aretz, that's a situation of Ein Yecholin La'aber Be'eretz Yisrael, because you need the Nasi, you need the concept of Kal Yisrael. And we saw that the Yad Ramah felt that you require two conditions. A, that the Gadol be in Chutz La'aretz, and B, that there be an onus, that there be a situation where due to the political, economic situation, it was impossible to be Ma'aber the Shana and Eretz Yisrael from a practical perspective, then the Gadol's being in Chutz La'aretz, that would save the day. Then he could be Ma'aber in Chutz La'aretz. And we saw Machlokes between the Yad Ramah and Tosfos, do you need an onus plus the Gadol in Chutz La'aretz? Or is the Gadol in Chutz La'aretz, that's already enough of a situation, Shein Yecholin La'aber also the Eretz Yisrael? And the Yerushalmi brought a raya from history, that we find Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Baruch ben Neria, Ibru, b'chutz la'aretz. So again, according to Tosfos, these were the Gedolim and Chutz La'aretz. According to the Yad Ramah, these were the Gedolim and Chutz La'aretz at the time of an Ason, when there was a Churban and it was impossible to be Ma'aber in Eretz Yisrael. The problem is, and this is raised by the Minchas Chinuch, is that Lechora, that's the examples that are being brought over here, really don't explain Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva lived in a period of time when there was Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, when Eretz Yisrael was still Eretz Yisrael. He lived in the time of Churban Bayis Sheni. We know that when the second Beis HaMikdash was built, Kid Shel Shaita VeKid Shel Asid Lavo, so even when it's Nechrav, there's still a status of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is still unique. Ma She'en Ken, in the time of Yirmiyahu and Yechezkel and Baruch ben Neria, that's Churban Bayis Rishon. But the Churban Bayis Rishon, we're dealing with the situation of Kid Shel Shaita VeLola Asid Lavo, that the Kibush of Yehoshua was only as long as there would be sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael. The moment there was the Churban, so the Chora Eretz Yisrael is like all the other Arotzos. That's why you require a second Kiddush. In other words, in the time of Ezra, everything has to be restarted. So what kind of raya are they bringing? What kind of raya is the Yerushalmi bringing that this is a situation like before Eretz Yisrael was inhabited by Jews, that the whole world was on one plane? It was before the concept that Eretz Yisrael was unique. And that's a very, very powerful question, Lechora, that the Minchas Chinuch asks. But I sent you to a Pirkei Dra... Yes?
But the question is really more on the Yad Ramah, right? Because Minchas...
Why?
I think the Minchas Chinuch, I could be mistaken. I thought his question was, he didn't like the Yad Ramah's pull from the Yerushalmi. Meaning the Yerushalmi was an araya that you also needed the variable of onis.
But it's the same kashya as on Tosfos. The Yerushalmi is not a raya that this is a case of the Eretz Yisrael ain yecholin. It's not, you know, you can't compare. The Tosfos wants to bring his raya to the world of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva lived in a time where there was kedushas Eretz Yisrael.
But before the Tosfos, I mean, Tosfos doesn't say that outright, does he? I mean, before he just says that Rabbi Akiva in kamoso nich by Eretz Yisrael. So therefore he was to be able to ma'abar the Shama. And then he brings this to Yerushalmi. Like, I myself am not exactly sure why he brought that to Yerushalmi, because he doesn't say what he wants outright from it. But in any case, the entire Tosfos is going up and down. He's really just saying that as long as there's an ink gadol kamoso of Eretz Yisrael, then he could be ma'abar the Shama.
That's not going up and down. That's going up and staying there. In other words, Tosfos just said, Ela Rabbi Akiva, in other words, that the ein lahakshas Rabbi Akiva chushman of the ein lomar Rabbi Akiva chushman of the alma avad ben arda ela ad Rabbi Akiva shohi niach kamoso samchu ad Rav Shimon ben Yehotzadok lo samchu. Okay, and then he says, "Ubi Yerushalmi Yamrin and Dehedya." That Kishen Yecholin La'aber Osa Beretz Yisrael Ma'aber Nosa B'chutz La'aretz. And this is the situation in the time of Rabbi Akiva. This was not the situation in the time of Chanina.
So then the Yadarman Tosas are agreeing then?
No. They're agreeing they're both working off of the Yerushalmi. The question is when Yerushalmi says Ein Yecholin La'aber, is Yerushalmi referring to one factor or to two factors? Is referring to the fact Ein Yecholin La'aber because the Gadol is in Chutz La'aretz, and then we allow the Gadol to be Ba'aber in Chutz La'aretz, that's Tosfos. Or Ein Yecholin La'aber means there was an onus in Eretz Yisrael and they couldn't be Ma'aber. Then when the Gadol is in Chutz La'aretz, you can be Ma'aber. That's the Machlokas, right? Yad Ramah
and
Tosfos.
And Minchas Chinuch asks
even on both. On both of them. He asks that neither of these, so far everything is good. The problem is Yerushalmi brings rayos. Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, Baruch ben Neriah. These three individuals all lived in a time where, the Minchas Chinuch points out, Eretz Yisrael had no special status. The unique status of Eretz Yisrael was Batel. Kitchel Shaita v'lo Kitchel Asid Ravo. So how can you bring a raya from them to the world of Rabbi Akiva when there was a unique status? That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. So I pointed out that there is a very, very seminal article by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadok Lebracha, in the Beis Yitzchak, this Beis Yitzchak. I just photostated the core. But he, in other words, I was zochet to learn by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Maseches Gittin. And that's where he said his vort. The whole Beis Yitzchak article is working off of Gittin Daf Beis Amid Aleph, where the first Mishnah in Gittin speaks about the fact that when you bring in get, Hamevi get, that's how the parak begins, Hamevi get, from outside of Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael, Tzarach Lomar, Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtav. And then the Mishnah gives boundaries. Akko Lutzafon, and Lud, etc. It gives boundaries. And Tosus over there deal with the boundaries, that Akko was a very, very unclear situation in terms of its halachic status. Was it part of Eretz Yisrael? Was it part of Chutz La'aretz? Who was Kovesh Akko? Were there two parts of Akko, and a northern part and a southern part, and which part is Mishnah talking about, etc.? So within that Tosfos, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik raised a number of issues that we find a lack of clarity, or if you want to, contradictions within the world of defining Eretz Yisrael. That on one hand, we all know that one way of defining Eretz Yisrael, or the classic way of defining Eretz Yisrael, is by Kedusha. Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael. That we have a Kedusha that was instilled by Yehoshua, by Kibush, and then we have another Kedusha that was instilled by Ezra. The first was temporary, Kitchel Shaita v'lo Kitchel Asid Lavo. The second was permanent. And there is a difference in terms of the boundaries. That the boundaries of Yehoshua, the boundaries of Ole Mitzrayim, extended far beyond the boundaries of Ezra, the boundaries of Ole Bavel. And so the eternal Kedusha is on a much smaller area than the boundaries, than the original boundaries were. And yet we find that even though we speak about Trumos and Maestros nowadays being Durabanon, because there are chesronos in the Kedusha, in the Kedusha Shnia. However, the Rambam and the Gemara, in Ksuvus and Afkafe, speak about Chalas being Deoraisa nowadays. Why would Chala be Deoraisa if Trumos and Maestros, which are totally Kedusha Zaretz, are Drabanan? And then we find that the area that one is gives Smicha, that it removes a bit into Sanhedrin, is the area that was Nikdash Ayedei Ole Mitzrayim. Why should that be a factor at all? And then we find that there's an Easter of leaving Eretz Yisrael. And the Easter of leaving Eretz Yisrael also is in terms of the boundaries that no longer have Kedusha. So it appears that something else is going on. We have this lack of clarity. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik went ahead and posited that there were Tzvei Dinim. There were two dinim in Eretz Yisrael. One din relates to mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. Mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, trumos, maisros, shmita, bikurim, all of these mitzvos are totally in Kedusha. And we know very much what the levels of Kedusha are, what the boundaries of Kedusha are, in terms of Olei Bavel, etc. However, there's another concept that he called Shem Eretz Yisrael. Shem Eretz Yisrael means that it's Eretz Yisrael. It's a land which is owned by the Jewish people. It's a land that juridically is in other words, Mipchana Mishpatit, in the justice system, is owned, Dine Mamanos, by Eretz Yisrael. Not a question of Kedusha. But this is something, this ownership can come about, he posited, in two manners. A, the Avos, that this land was given to them by the Balabayit. The Balabayit of land is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this land to the Avos. It became theirs. There was a matana to the Avos. We have a phrase in the Gemara in Baba Basra, on Daf Kuf Yud Tesamid Aleph, Eretz Yisrael muchzeket lanu me'avoteinu, that we inherited Eretz Yisrael from our forefathers. There was no Kedusha in the time of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, but there was a shame Eretz Yisrael. This was the land that was given to Avraham, to Yitzhak, to Yaakov, to Yisrael. And then we have a concept at the end of Parashas Ekev of kol mokom asher tidroch kafra gulchem bo lachem yihyeh, that kibush, anytime that Jews conquer land as an entity, as a kibush rabbim, then that also now belongs to the Jewish people, even in Chutz Laretz. And there's a daya that even kibush yachid shmei kibush, and that brings Surya perhaps into this world of shame Eretz Yisrael, irrelevant of the status of Kedusha. In any way, sof kol sof, Surya was not lived in by Olei Bavel, but it was conquered by David HaMelech in the time, in the time of Olei Mitzrayim, in the first cycle, not the latter cycle. And so Rav Aaron posited that all of these dinim that do not fit into the world of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, they fit into the world of Shem Eretz Yisrael. Smicha is totally in Shem Eretz Yisrael. Chala is totally in Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Easter of Yitzhiyah to Chutz Laretz is totally in Shem Eretz Yisrael. And so it could very well be, even though Rav Aaron didn't bring a raya from this Yerushalmi, that this is the way that he would answer the question of Minchas Chinuch. In Achinami, there was no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the period of Churban Bavel. However, Yigalus Bavel, but there still was a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the world of Ibur Hashanah has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It has to do with the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Like Smicha has to do with the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Like Chala has to do with the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Like Yisr Yitzhiyah Michutz La'aretz, Me'eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz is totally Shem Eretz Yisrael. And then that would answer the question of the Minchas Chinuch. I think it's a very, very solid direction. Rav Bednarsh gave from his Maor Makomos, not from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, but from there's a Sefer of Shuri HaRav, a Masechet Chala, where the Rav also has the same idea. But since I heard it from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, I'll say it over the Shem Omro, Yitzhak Shem, we should bring Geula La'olam. Okay, so that's in terms of the world of being Mekadesh, the Chodesh, and being Ma'aber, the Shana, in Eretz Yisrael, Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. We're talking about the Shem Tzion, the Shem Yerushalayim, as opposed to the Kedusha of Tzion and the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. Okay, then the Gemara moves over to another factor to take into account in the world of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrines HaShana Ela Bayom, V'yim Rua Balayla, Ein HaMu'uberis, that we're dealing over here with something which is Ma'akev, even B'di'evet. Ein Mekadshines HaChodesh Ela Bayom, K'nchua Balayla, Eina Mekudosh. Okay, those are two very powerful halachos, but the Gemara asks, Amar Rab Abba, Maikra, what's the makor for these two halachos? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kese liyom chagenu, Eize chag shehachodesh mitkase bo, a very, very, again, strange phrase, we'll see how Rashi learns it, Havei Omer zo Rosh Hashanah. And on this Rosh Hashanah, we have a situation, Ki chok li Yisrael hu, Mishpat l'Elohe Yaakov. And we have a comparison, Ma Mishpat Bayom. Mishpat means the world of Shoftim v'Shotrim, the world of Psak Din. Af Kiddush HaChodesh, which kanere over here is the chok, is Bayom. what is going on over here in terms of understanding the pasuk? So we have a machlokas between Rashi by us and Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. Simply, what is the phrase, the terminology mean? Rashi really says Shachodesh miskasebo. When do we have a chag? When the Chodesh miskasebo? Rashi says that the word Chodesh over here means Levana, the moon. Halevana eno nireis ba'oli l'chol ha'olam d'chsiv Chodesh bekesa. That we have a concept of bekesa liyom chagenu, that something is covered over, as opposed to Sukkot and Pesach, and even Shavuos to a degree, where the moon can be seen. In Sukkot and Pesach, it's a full moon. Shavuos, it's a half moon, but at least it's a moon. Mashiach and Rosh Hashanah, there's no moon. We're dealing with the time of the Molad. There's just a sliver. That's called Keseh. Havi Omer Zah Rosh Hashanah. Shechaga v'Rosh Rosh Chodesh, says Rashi. Shar Chagim v'Emtzah Chodeshem. And now that we're speaking of Rosh Hashanah, Kichok, Klomar Chok Sheyisrael Osin Be'oso Chag, namely that there is a unique halacha that applies only to Rosh Hashanah and not to the other Moadim, namely Rosh Hashanah is the day of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is the chok which is referred to within this pasuk. Harehu k'mishpat. The pasuk compares this chok to mishpat. Mishpat b'yom. B'yom hanchiro esbonav darshina be'echad dinim amanos. The Gemara later on, when it deals with the world of choshe mishpat, of judicial procedure, it has to be in the daytime. And so this is a makor that Kiddush HaChodesh has to be in the daytime. Okay? The problem is that there were two halachos that were quoted in the Braisa. One was Kiddush HaChodesh, and one was Ibur HaShanah. And the Gemara only gave a pasuk for Kiddush HaChodesh. This pasuk, Achara, has nothing at all to do with Ibur HaShanah. So what's the makor that Ibur HaShanah has to be Bayom, to the degree that if Beis Din were to be Ma'abra, the Shana at night, it would not be Tofes, it would not be Chal at all. That's the question which is asked by the Yad Ramah, right? You have it in the Makoros that I gave out, that the Yad Ramah quotes Rashi, almost word for word, and then towards the end, where he reaches the last two lines, he says, Umehaikra, from this same pasuk, Gufe, Mehaikra Gufe, from this same pasuk, of Chok Yisrael Hu Mishpat Elohe Yaakov, Nami Nafkalon De'ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana Ela Bayom. Now, how did the Yad Ramah come to this conclusion? Sha'arei Be'ibur Shana Ze Taloi Kvias Rosh Hashanah Haba. That when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, is it going to be the what we call Rosh Hashanah, or is it going to be what otherwise would have been Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan? Is taloi in how many Adars there were in the previous year. If there was one Adar, so then Rosh Hashanah is going to come out 6 months after that Adar. If there are two Adars, it's going to come out 7 months after that Adar, that which would have been otherwise Mar Cheshvan. Shekevan shenitcha nisan nitchu kol achadashim kulan. And therefore, the kviya of Rosh Hashanah is not only taloi in the Kiddush HaChodesh, which is the immediate cause, it's also taloi in what happened 6 months or 7 months earlier in terms of Ibur Hashanah. Ve'ein v'kachin es HaChodesh ela bayom, and therefore, ein ma'abrin ela bayom. Now that's a bit of a stretch, right? I mean, because one of these is an immediate cause. Kiddush HaChodesh is the immediate cause of Rosh Hashanah. Everything is totally in Ibur Hashanah. Your birthday is totally in Ibur Hashanah. Your yahrzeit is totally in Ibur Hashanah. Everything is totally in Ibur Hashanah. So the fact that Rosh Hashanah is also totally in Ibur Hashanah, that's a fact. But what, is to call that also, that we have over here a certain unique connection between Rosh Hashanah and Ibur Hashanah, is a bit of a stretch. But we understand what bothered the Yad Ramah. What bothered him is that we need a source. We need a source. There should be some source, at least. Again, we can always fall back on the fact that we have Halacha Moshe Misinai. So, of course, we're dealing with Sod HaIbur. Sod HaIbur is that which is esoteric, is that which is basically hidden. So that you could say all of, if you want to be a darshan, you could say, V'kesel Yom Chagenu, that's the world of Ebor, it's all bekesa, it's all hidden, it's all covered over. No one says that. I'm just tossing it out as a, you know, as a red herring or something. But the, you know, it's but the what bothered the Yad Ramah is that it appears from the sugya that everything is answered. The Gemara doesn't say, and what's the source of Ebor? Oh, that's a sod. That's al chamosh misinai. So it appears somehow it's dealt with. When we opened the Rambam, looking for help, so the Rambam, even though many times within Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh he brings psukim, but over here he brings the halachos and he brings them as two independent halachos. That in the end of Perek Beis, in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, he points out Ein Mekadshim Ela Biyom V'Yim Kitshua B'Layla Ein HaMekudash. And in Perek Daladoch Yud Beis, he brings the parallel din in terms of Ibor. Ein ma'abrin ela bayom. Imaru b'layla inamu beret. So the Rambam quotes the Braisa, he quotes the Tosefta word for word, but he doesn't give us any hint as to what is the source. Again, there is a Perush, and the Perush does help us, but I couldn't print it out. But what does the Perush say? Did anyone have a chance to look at the Perush? What does the Perush say? So on in Perek Beis Ochaches, he quotes, as we would expect, the Gemara over here, Tiku b'chodesh shofar. Then he moves over to Perek Dalet Ach Yud Beis, and the Perush uses the language, I wrote it down, Ki hukash lekidush hachodesh, v'yeshchok u'mishpat. That we've seen quite often, that just like in terms of Ein Ma'abrinis Hashana Ela B'Yehuda, we said, oh, that applies also to Kiddush Hachodesh. Just like Kiddush Hachodesh requires smuchim, Ibor requires smuchim. Just like Kiddush Hachodesh requires a Nasi, Ibor requires a Nasi. According to the Rambam, Kiddush Hachodesh requires Sanhedrin, Ibor requires a Sanhedrin. Namely, we have a lot of parallelisms between the two. And so, comes along the parish and says, Ki hukash l'kiddush hachodesh. But the question is, where exactly do we find this hekesh in terms of Ibor Hashanah? Self kosof, Kiddush Hachodesh, we pointed out, everyone agrees is with three. Ibor Hashanah goes to 3, to 5, to 7. I mean, there are distinctions between Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibor Hashanah. So where do we see that Dafka within this area, Hukash, you know, is there something in the Pasuk? Doesn't say. Okay, so the Yad Ramah has, says, Al Pisvara, that this Pasuk, may Haikra Gufe, that's the Makar. The Perish tosses in a Hekesh. But if we look in the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, which again was written before the Arach HaZaka, points out, Hinei ba'u remazim bakatuv, yoru al shorshei hamalacha, shiyismachu bahem, biyediat rashei chadashim, v'ibur shanim. That we know that again, that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashanah, most of it is Torah Sheba Alpeh. Most of Torah Sheba Alpeh has, if it's not Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's a drash, or it's a remez, or it's a sod. So the Rambam says, we have remazim. We have afoch baduchulova. We have remazim in the Torah for the dinim of Kviyus Rosh Chodesh and Ibur Hashanah. Mizeh Amru, we have a pasuk at the end of Parshas Bo, in the parasha of V'Hoya. V'shamarta es hachuka hazos l'mo'ada miyamim yamima. V'shamarta es hachuka hazos l'mo'ada miyamim yamima. What is this chuka which is kept l'mo'ada miyamim yamima? So Amru, here there's a parenthesis that says mechilta derashbi. We know that there are two mechiltas. The one that we usually quote as the mechilta is the mechilta of Rabbi Yishmael, but there's also a mechilta derashbi. Melamed she'ein ma'abrin es hashana ela beperek hasamuch le'mo'ed, namely that before Pesach, in the month before Pesach, that's when we're going to be ma'abir the shana, when it's needed. V'amru, in that same mechil to the Rashbi, minayin she'en ma'abir es hachodesh ela bayom ve'en mekadshim, should be as hashana. Minayin she'en ma'abir es hashana ela bayom ve'en mekadshim es hachodesh ela bayom, Talmud lomar miyamim yamima. So, in other words, that from the words over here, miyamim yamima, we learn out that the not only is the world of, we have a double phrase, miyamim yamima, So the chukah, the change in the calendar, which the ibur is before the moed, before Pesach, this is done miyamim, and similarly kiddush hachodesh yamima is done also. Namely, that we have a source that deals with both, which is nice, right? We're looking for a source, and we find a source. So isn't that great? The problem is, though, that the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah uses this source as something totally different. Namely, this is a mechilta derashbi, but we have a Gemara in Menachos dealing with Tefillin, and we have an issue of when are you chayev in Tefillin and when are you potter from Tefillin. So in the Gemara in Menachos, I think it's Daf Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, there's a machlokas between Rav Yosi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. Rav Yosi Haglili says that we learn that from Miyamim Yamima, you don't wear tefillin on every day. Miyamim, you wear it on some days, not all days. You don't wear it on Shabbos, you don't wear it on Yontif. Okay? And Rabbi Akiva learns Miyamim Yamima, you chayev in tefillin in the daytime and not at nighttime. Right? So the Rambam paskin Zman Hanachas Tefillin by Yom Velo Balayla, Shenemar miyamim yamima. Chuka zo mitzvah tefillin. That's the context. That's why this parasha is rolled up and put into our tefillin. Because it mentions, vayula osei etcha, right? In other words, one opens up the end of parashas bo, to perek yud gimel. Right, so we have the parasha kadesh li kol bachor. So in the parasha Kadesh Likol Bechor, beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, we have the pasuk Tes Haya Lachaga Os Al Yadcha Lazikaron Bein Einecha Lamanti Atoras Hashem Bepicha Kibyor Chazakot Ziyachashem Yitzrayim Veshemartes Achuka Hazos. Which chuka? Lachara, the one right before it. V'hayu Laos Al Yadcha Zikaron Bein Einecha Lemawada Miyamim Yamima. So that's the way that the Rambam, that's the Gemara in Menachos, that's the Rambam over here. Chuka zo mitzvah tefillin, v'chein shabbosos yamim tovim. That's where Rabbi Yosef Gugli, I'm sorry, we're different from that pasuk. Ein anzman tefillin shenem, are you la os shabbosos yamim tovim, hein anzman os. That drasha is a little more familiar. So we have a drasha on this pasuk in the Gemara, and the Rambam quotes that drasha in Hilchos Tefillin. Now we have a different drasha in the Mechilta Derashbi, which takes the pasuk in the broader sense. Namely, that we have in the previous psukim shivas yamim tochal matzos, matzos yachel shivas yamim, v'higadat halabincha bayom hazeh, and then it mentions tefillin, and then shemarta tachukah zot lemo'adam yamim lamima. Namely, that the pasuk of lemo'adam yamim yamima could be referring to the previous pasuk tefillin, or could be referring to the psukim before that, which deal with Pesach. That we have the concept of Varata Tavoda Azot Bachodesh Hazeh. So it goes in two directions. In other words, but to pull it in both directions simultaneously is a little of a stretch. And the Rambam himself, really, he answers that question. He says that there's a level of drash, and there's a level of remez. On the level of drash, of drasha, so Chazal were dorish this pasuk, referring to tefillin. On the level of remez, it refers to Ibur Hashana. But that doesn't really help us tremendously, but it helps us a little bit. But it's an issue, okay? So we have over here then these, you know, this quandary as to what is the source of Ibur Bayom. Is it from Mehai Kra Gufa, the Abrama? Is it from a Hekesh, like the entire, we have a Hekesh throughout these Dapim of Gemara? Or is it a separate Remez from Miyamim Yamima? Those are the options that I'm aware of. Okay? And again, you saw in Tosfos Rosh Hashanah that in terms of Bekesel Yom Chagenu, in terms of the concept of Ezehu Chag Shacholesh Mitkasebo, there are all sorts of deos. What does it refer to? Does it refer to the Korbanos Hayom? Does it refer to the Iskur mentioned? No, that's how we hide the fact that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. We don't say Yalevi Yavo. Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh Ubi Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. That's what's hidden. Okay, but those are all options within the world of how do we know that the pasuk is relating to Rosh Hashanah. But once it's relating to Rosh Hashanah, then we have the Chok and the Mishpat. So, the last section that we said we look at today was Tana Rabbanan Ein Ma'abrin Et Hashanah B'Shnei Ra'avon. the Seder. Ein ma'amis Hashana b'shnei ra'avon. What is the issue of shnei ra'avon? Shnei ra'avon means there's not that much tzvua. People are looking forward to the new harvest. By being ma'abir the shana, we are pushing off the ability of eating from the new harvest because we're pushing off the omer. You can't eat from the new harvest until the omer. It would be chadash. And so we would be creating a problem in shnei ra'avon by being ma'aber the shana. So that's why we are not ma'aber the shana. Just before we see the raya from Elisha, let's look for a moment at the Yad Ramah, where he points out that if you look in the Yad Ramah, the paragraph beginning Tanya Hayar Rav Meir Omer, we'll come to that paragraph a little later. The last two lines of that paragraph: Ilu Haya Ma'arich Lahen Beisur Chadosh Lo Haya Lahen Ma Yochlu. In other words, one option is that Chazal took into account the fact that Klal Yisrael are hungry, and by pushing off the year, even if this is something that according to the rules should be done, but people won't have what to eat. That's what's mashma from Rashi. And then he adds in Yeshomrim, Sheilu Herich Lehen the Isser Achadash, Hayubain Lide Takala. The Isser is not so much a physical hunger as what would be the consequence of that physical hunger. The consequence would be that people would eat Chadash, namely that they're going to be. And therefore, by Bezdin being Ma'aber the Shana, they'd be over an Iser of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. They would be bringing Klal Yisrael to a level of Aveira. Namely, what over here is foremost in Bezdin's mind? Is it the physical comfort of Klal Yisrael, or is it the spiritual comfort of Klal Yisrael? What over here is the Ma'akev? Is the Ma'akev that sort of a Tzar Bali Chayim, that you're not allowed to keep Jews hungry? Is, you know, it's sort of, you know, it's like the famous story of the Chafetz Chaim, that some yeshiva bachrim came to him on Erev Shabbos, and he asked them, you know, like, how long have they been traveling? They said they were traveling all day to get to him before Shabbos. And so after shul, he made Kiddush and made a motzi, and then he began to sing Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil v'chulei. So they asked him, is this his minhag? He said, no, but why should I sing Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil if you're hungry? First I'll make Kiddush and give you to eat, and then we can sing Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil. Namely, to take into account, Tzar Balei Chayim, take into account the physical comfort of a Jew. So that is that what was behind over here, Chazal's Ein Ma'abrin Sashana B'Shnei Ra'avon? Or the fear was that they'd be over an Aveira, and that would be, and then Chazal would sort of be at fault for that Aveira by creating this situation where the only thing they could eat would be the Chadash. So that's two deos over here in the Yad Ramah. But the Gemara brings Rebbe Omer, or Rebbe Meir Omer, two different yourselves. The Ishba Miba'al Shalisha, that we have Miba'al Shalosha, that we have a pasuk in Malachim Beis, in the stories, we have a whole series of stories of Elisha, right? That Elisha asked Eliyahu, I want to have twice as much of your Ruach HaKodesh. And so we have a whole series of stories of how that was Mekuyim, that really Elisha did have twice as much of the ability to do Nisim that Eliyahu had. Vayavo le'ish ho'elohim, he came, Vayavei le'ish ho'elohim, lechem bikurim, Esrim lechem seorim v'karmel b'tziklono v'yomer ten la'am v'yochelu. Namely, that he brought lechem bikurim, that this was the kanereh bread which came from very, very, very new wheat, and it mentions that it came from seora. Ve'en lecha kala v'chol eretz Yisrael levashel peroseha yoser mibeit shlosha, or shalisha. That was the first place that they would that the wheat would ripen. Va'afal pikein lo bichra ella min echad. that all he was able to give was sorim, which is usually not the min which is brought to people. Sor is usually food for animals rather than for people. Shema tomar chit and tamid lomar sorim. Shema tomar lefnei haomer. Maybe this whole thing took place between Purim and Pesach. Tabaglomar ten la'am v'yochelu. So it must be la'achar ha'omer haya amur. Me'ata ru'uya haya sa'osa shana shetis aber. According to the rules. Which rule? Which rule are we talking about over here? What? In other words, what is the Gemara assuming? That if the sa'ora is only going to be matured post-Pesach, this is a reason to push off the shana? This is aviv. This is the sign.
What?
We don't know anything about Peros Eilat.
Well, we're assuming that if this didn't ripen, Peros Eilat
would have. We have no idea. All we know over here is that we're dealing over here with Avi. We're going to see. Tosus was bothered by this for other reasons. So the Gemara says, "Elo ruuya yisaosa shana chetis aber." Namely, we're missing over here the world of Aviv. Neima lo ibra Elisha. He could have been ma'aber it. So the answer is Shishnas Batzoras Hayesa. That's clear from the Psukim. That we're dealing over here with a time where there was very little food. V'hayu akol rotzin lebeis hagranos. Everyone was waiting for the harvest. And this is the raya that ein ma'abrinus hashana v'shnei ra'avon. We learned this out from the world of Elisha. Okay? So the Rashi over here points out, if you want to link this in with the previous sugya, al ha'aviv, that in terms of all of the simonim that we saw earlier, the one which matches our Gemara is aviv, that we need a maturing of the tfua. Kishimegia nisan adayim lo haya rov aviv, dehaga achar shish asar benisan lo bikru ela sa'orin, and that should have already been before Pesach. So Tosus was, of course, bothered by what issue? Since Tosus learned the Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis before he wrote his Perush on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Are we Ma'aber for Aviv alone? No. So what's the Ru'uya HaSashana Chisaber? V'yim Tomar asked Tosus, Minole, how do you know that this is really Ru'uya HaSashana Chisaber? Dilma Aviv Hu Delo Have Aval Peiro Se'ilon Utkufa Havuv Kitikunan. Barminan al Echad Mehen Ein Ma'aber. What's the raya of the Gemara from the fact that Elisha was not Ma'aber? Maybe Elisha wasn't Ma'aber because this was the only anomaly. And if this is the only anomaly, that's not enough to be Ma'aber. The Ishlamar, so Tosus would like Yonatan, Mistama. Kevan de Baal, Shalisha Hakala Sheberet Yisrael. Lo bichra elamin echad shmamina perasila name lo havu. That, you know, it's generally agricultural world works in tandem. V'im tomar, again, we have another halacha, that gimel aratzos, dilma biyehuda huda lo havu, aval ever hayardin v'galu havu, that's of course Baal Shalisha was in Yehuda, and Elisha was in Yehuda. V'yishlamar dehaname shamina mi Baal Shalisha shehi akala shelo bikra. That if this is normally the first place where there would be, and there wasn't there, then kaner there also what? Mistama, 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 mistama. That's what Tosis is going. That because he was bothered by this issue of how, you know, like, where do you see from here? Ruya hayasa osa shana de ibra. Okay? The Yad Rama was also bothered by this issue. What does he write? So, it's about the seventh line into the Yad Rama. Emor me'ataruya ha'yisa'osa shana shetis aber al ha'aviv v'al peros ha'ila. Shahareke she'egiya nisan lo hayu rov aviv. Teda, they were already after the time of the Omer. V'hovenis acher ha'aviv shochitin kolkach af peros ha'ila mucharin havu. Again, mistama. The Yad Rama goes in the same direction as Tosfos. V'afol pikein lo ibra. Etc. So it must be that it's because of the Shnas Ra'avon. Okay. So I'm not aware of any other Perushim on this, well, we'll see. There is another Perush of this Gemara, but on the page, there's no other Perush of this Gemara other than Mistama, Mistama. Mistama, Mistama. Okay, what is the issue over here? The issue is not the Gemara per se, that makes a lot of sense, but rather the Rambam. And not the one halacha of the Rambam, but the second halacha of the Rambam. Look at the Rambam in the top of the next page. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Tesvav writes, Ein ma'abrin es hashana vishnas. Just one second. Yeah. Ein ma'abrin es hashana vishnas ra'avon, shehakol rotzin lebeis hagranos le'echol v'lechiot. V'yevsher lehosif lehenzman le'iser hachadosh. So clearly the Rambam had the Gemara that we have in front of us in front of him. Right, he quotes the Brais of the Tosefta, Eim Abim Shas Ravon, and he quotes the language of Ruatzin Lebeis Hagronos, that's the story of Elisha, and the reasoning that we have a problem of Lehov Sif Sman LeYisr Chadash. Again, that can be interpreted either direction, either the Sar Balechayim or the Lifnei Iver. Ve'eim Abrin B'Shviyas. We're going to see this a little later on in the Gemara for the same reason, that there's not enough food, Regilin Le'aber Be'erishviyas. Okay, that's not a problem. The problem is Halacha Tetzayin. Yeroi Eli, says the Rambam, Shezeh she'amru chachamim ein ma'abrin bishnas ra'avon u'bishviyas, we're concentrating currently on Shas Ra'avon, shelo ya'abru bahen mipnei tzorech hadrachim v'hagisharim v'kayotze bahen. Aval im ha'yeso hashana ru'u yelis abir mipnei hatkufa o mipnei ha'aviv u'pero se'ilon, then ma'abrim le'olam v'kolzman. Right. This is, again, a yeroyali. The Rambam is not saying this, I have a raya from the Gemara, but I have a svara. I have a svara that the only time that we're going to turn back the clock, or not turn forward the clock, the only time we're not going to add another month, Mishnas Ra'avon, is when the issue is Tzorech HaDrachim V'Hagisharim. Things were washed out during the winter, we need another month to build them, we're worried about the Orei Regalim, etc. But if we're dealing with the Gimel Simanim, if we're dealing with the world of Aviv, Peros, Ilan, and Tkufa, then Ma'abrim La'olam. Again, either because of the Tkufa alone, or the combination of Aviv and Peros, Ilan, B'chol Zman. Now, the Svara of the Rambam, L'chora, is glut. What's the svara of the Rambam? What's the difference between the world of drachim gesharim and the world of tkufa aviv and peros ha'ilan? Yes?
The needs of the people versus needs of the Torah / months of the year. Millennium.
Exactly. Namely, that the whole concept of sod ha'ibur, mi'ikar hadin, is to intercalculate the lunar year and the solar year. And that intercalculation, in order to get them in tandem, has to go on two planes, on the calendar plane, on the theoretical plane, and on the practical plane, that spring will be spring, and winter will be winter, etc. And so we take into account Tkufa, and Peros Se'ilan, and Aviv. And that is built into the system of creation of the world. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have two calendars that coincide with one another via the Ibur. And nothing is going to override that Mi'ikar Hadin. That is the Do'oraisa. But, right, sometimes we have Tzrachim. We have external issues that impose themselves. And here Chazal said that Gisharim, Drachim, Ole Regalim, that's a meaningful Tzorech to add another month, even though it's going to, you know, somehow interfere a bit with keeping things in tandem, but it's a tzorech which is a valid tzorech. Okay. The world of Shnei Ra'avon. Under what category would that fall? The world of Shnei Ra'avon is that a world of keeping the seasons in tandem, or is that an issue of tzorech? Tzorech. It's a concept of tzorech. People are hungry. We don't want them to go hungry. We don't want them to be over isurim because of their hunger. So it makes sense to say that a tzorech can cancel out a tzorech. Namely, that if we have a tzorech, that the world, you know, that the only regalim can't get to Yerushalayim. That's a tzorech. But we have a counter tzorech of Shnei Ra'avon, that if we push off the year to rebuild the Gesharim, people are going to be hungry. So we can say that one can neutralize the other. A tzorech can knock off a tzorech. But when we're dealing, says the Rambam, in a world not of tzorech, but a world of keeping the seasons in tandem, that trumps everything. Nothing in terms of Donald, right? In other words, but that overrides everything, right? Correct? That's aside from Alex's article on puns, on people who have an illness with puns, the Cherniak disease, I believe. I once read an article that puns come about within one's mind, it's a question of association. In other words, words that we've used even in other contexts, but they somehow are in our mind. And then when we have to choose a word, we're likely to choose the word which is in our mind anyway from other contexts, and that's what's called a pun. Namely, that it's all power of association, but it's a subconscious association. It's not something that one does on purpose. Simply that within one mind, that's what's there. Okay, in any case, the world of Aviv, Tkufa, and Perosa Ilan, that is the Oraisa, that is the whole concept of Ibur Hashanah, that's the Soda Ibur, that overrides everything. Then we have different Tzrachim. So we have legitimate Tzrachim. But even a legitimate Tzorech, like Gisharim, Durachim, or Regalim, can be overridden by another Tzorech, Shnasra Avon. So the Yerayali makes sense. The problem is, how did the Rambam learn the Gemara? How did Rambam learn the Gemara where it says that this was a shana that afal pisha hashana, where was he? Emor miyata ru'uya haya sa'osa shana shetis aber ne'ma lo ibruha shishnas batzores hayisa. What is the ru'uya lehis aber, if not the previous statement that we didn't have aviv? And so we see that aviv can be overridden by Shnei Ra'avon. Namely, the svar of the Rambam is glatt, is smooth, is clear. But what does he do with the Gemara? How did he learn the Gemara? What? That's the question that the Yad Rama asks on the bottom. Amasha kosov l'mala yesh raya l'divei rabbeinu midrashim berek Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, I skipped something. Just one second. I was reading the wrong the wrong page. Mikan tshuva l'divrei hakosef b'chiburo. You have it? Second paragraph in the Yad Rama, the bottom of the first page, or the first side. This is a retort. This is a contradiction. A tshuva meaning that which is going to overturn. Divrei hakosef b'chiburo to the Rambam. Yerobi shezeh shem chachamim im abrim b'shas ravon shelo yabru behem b'nei hatzorech she... What's the next word? Sheru. Yatzorech.
Shorabim.
Thank you. Hadrachim. Vahagisharim. Kiyotze Bahen. Avalim Hayesa Hashana Ruya Shetisam Neat Kuf Neha Aviv Peres Ilan Ma'abrin Ne Ruya Yisalis Abrim Deha Aviv Velo Ibra Elisha. That Lechora, our Gemara, is smack against the Rambam. That we see over here that we're dealing with the real Ibur, that the solar year and the lunar year should coincide, and still it's overwritten by Elisha. So this question was asked by the Yad Rama, and it was also asked by another Rama, who was not the Yad Rama. There are Hasagos on the Rambam from Provence, from Rav Meir Halevi, Hiksha Alzeh, in the Bar Ilan, they don't have those hasagos on the page, but Hiksha Alzeh HaRamad, because of Mishnah quotes it. The Behedya Tanya, we have the Ar Gemara, Rav Meir Omer, Ishba Mibala Shalisha, Ad Emor Meyataruya Yisrael Shonetis Haber, Malo even neishishnas batzores hayisa. Hakol ratzin lebeis agronos. Ha'hasam havi chazia liibura mishum ha'aviv uperosa ilan kidem afarish bebraisa. V'lo ibra mishum she'ein ma'abrim bishnas ra'avon. Okay? In other words, what in the world is the Rambam talking about over here? How can you have a svara which is going to go against a black and white Gemara? And the Rambam had this Gemara. He quotes the language of the Gemara, Shehakol Rotzin Lebeis Hagranos. He quotes that language in his halacha. Shehakol Rotzin Lebeis Hagranos. So I don't have a great answer. I could just continue reading in the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says that this question bothered other Chachamim, and there was a Rav Aharon Bar Meshulam, a Rav Miluniel, who corresponded with the Rambam constantly, and he gave an answer for the Rambam. Rav Aharon Bar Meshulam Heshiv, and this is relevant to what we saw earlier in Tosus and the Yad Ramah, the Mistama, the Amar Das Harav, the Hodakatani and Morme Ataruhi Hayasalis Aber, Lomipneha Aviv Upero Sailan Kasher Kasafta. Now you're making a jump. You're saying that since we mentioned Aviv, Kanere Pero Sailan go along with Aviv, and then we have two simanim, and that's enough to be Ma'aber. No. Pero Sailan go Airi Braisa Klau. The Min Echa, the Katani, Minatfuos Ka'amar. All it mentioned was that within the world of Tfua, only the Saora had become mature. Elahachi Kamar, Klomar, Kevan Shelo Bichra Eretz Yisrael Lahavi Ki Im B'Makom Echad Umin Echad V'Hu Saorim U'La'achar HaOmer Nimtza Shelo Haya Rov Aviv B'Chodesh Nisa. We have one Siman. V'Kevan D'Nismait Kol Kach HaAviv. So Nira, if you think about it, maybe the connection is not between the Tfua and Peros Ha'ilon. Maybe the Peros Ha'ilon were there. But the problem is the Gedim and the Tlayim. Who eats Tfua? The Gedim and the Tlayim eat Tfua. And if there's no Tfua, then Vade HaGedim VaHatlayim Rakim V'Dakim. Ki lo matzu mir'e. V'af alpi shemitnei ha'aviv levad lo hayu ma'abrim. Kevan shenimtza lahakar v'imenu ha'omer. That this was the Gemara that we saw, that the Gedim and the Tlayim will be a Sa'ad. La'asot Sa'ad l'shana kirem rinim le'el. Dizman aviva lomata v'imraya da'adkin. In other words, that we have over here the combination of Aviv and Gedim u'Tlayim. That even though Gedim and Tlayim are not enough of a tzorach on their own, but they can be a Sa'ad for one of the simanim, and that's why Elisha malo ebru Elisha besdino neshishnas batzores hayisa, namely that we're not dealing over here with the real bona fide sod haibur of the combination of aviv and peros ha'ilon or tkufa. Had we had one of those combinations, Elisha would have been ma'aber. But since we're dealing over here with the aviv and a tzorech, so the tzorach of the ra'avon overrode it. Right? That's basically the direction over here of Rav Meshulam Halevi. Okay, what is the which is again not to say like Tosus mistama, and in that way to build up that we have a ru'uyo lehis aber, but rather to take the Gemara literally and toss in the tzorech of the Gedim, which don't stand on their own, the Gedim and the Tloim and the Gozlos, and using them as a Sa'ad Lashana. What is the problem of using this as Pshat in the Rambam? Wouldn't that solve all our issues? That now we have, that the Rambam can learn the Gemara, and it fits with his Yeroyali, that the only thing which is overridden is a form of tzorech, and had we been really dealing with the bona fide ibur, nothing would have really held off the ibur. Elisha would have been ma'aber, even b'shas ra'avon.
It says in
Right, that the Rambam point, we saw the Rambam, and we had a machokas, what does Sa'ad mean? So we saw that within Rashi, Sa'ad means what Aram Bar Meshulam says. Sa'ad means that we take one of the Peros Elon and combine it with the Gedeon. We take the other and combine it with the Gedeon. That's the concept of Sa'ad. But according to the Rambam, what was Sa'ad? It was simply how to write it in the epistle, in the shtar that was written, in the igeret that was written. We say we're ma'aber because of the tkufa, and we have a problem of the gediyim. We're ma'aber because of peros igon and aviv, and we have the gediyim. Namely, it was simply l'saber et ha'ozed, that people will accept the ibur. But it wasn't enough of a reason, really, to combine it. We pointed out, the Rambam l'shitaso, you can't combine tzorech and ibur. Ibur, aviv, tkufa, and peros igon, that's a world of calendars, of combining seasons, of making sure that everything clicks together. Tzorech is that which is an external issue. These two can't be combined. They're two different, it's apples and oranges. And so the concept of Sa'ad is purely a PR gesture. And so it would be very hard to answer the Rambam by learning Sa'ad like Rashi. That's not going to help us very much. So I will leave it with you. We have a problem. So before coming this year, I ran into Rabbi Nosh's office and said, did you have a better answer? He said, no. And I went to the office, that's a problem. So anyway, on this side of the ocean, the two Y-Yishurim have left it. As Prami, go on to YU Torah, see if anyone in America has come up with a better answer for this issue. Again, the Rambam is not a problem in theory. The Yeirah Ali makes so much sense. But the problem is that the Gemara goes against it. The Gemara over here goes against it. We're dealing with over here, Bishul Peroseha, we're dealing with Aviv. The Diuk that we don't mention Perosei, we need the Mistama. But what's the alternative? What's the alternative to Tosos and the Yad Ramah that we have over here, Kaner'eh, a combination of Perosei, of Aviv and Perosei Ilon. Okay. So we'll stop over here. I would appreciate your honesty at this point. I'll be very happy to give, very welcome to give shiur on Sunday. So far, it's not. But I do know that a good part of you have a bechina on Monday. The question is as to whether it is real.